Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, May the 8th. Oh, I love that number 8, don't you, Sue? And
yeah,
you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you, satellite team, for getting the call out all over this globe. And thank you for yet another fun night for the big call to take place. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue. I know she's found us another teaching that we're all going to benefit from, so I can't wait to hear it. But let's go ahead and see as we pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you're with us, that you care about us, that you provide for us and heal us. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives as we await this incredible blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, the last number of teachings have been really fun, really enjoyable, and we've enjoyed the commentary on it. What about tonight? What would you bring us tonight in the way of teaching?
Well, I thought tonight we would just throw that record away and make a really bad teaching.
Oh, no, please, no. Anything but that.
Fun to do. Hold on to your horses. It's going to be a whole...
It's going to be a weird teaching tonight, no. Oh,
gosh. That's just too fun.
So
I know
good.
A few people are laughing. I can see them right now.
I can see Jay and Kay.
Jay and Kay, HP. HP, yep, there we go. HP.
Chopper.
Chopper. Oh, Chopper. Monica Wild One. I don't know if Monica Wild One is listening to this, but
and
everybody
yo,
in the pod. Yeah. So here we go.
Okay.
And this is where we all are. With you in the fire. In Daniel 3, three Hebrew teenagers wouldn't bow down in worship to King Nebuchadnezzar's golden idol. The king was so furious that he threatened to throw them into a fiery furnace. The teenager said, "King, we're not worried because we know our God will deliver us." This made the king even angrier. He had the guards heat the fire seven times hotter than normal.
Yep.
The fire would have killed anyone at the regular temperature. Why did God have the king heat it seven times hotter? So it would be a bigger miracle. God wanted the odds to be even greater against them. The fact is, God could have kept them out of the fire. He's God. He parted the Red Sea and he opened blind eyes. It wouldn't have been any problem for him to change the king's mind or to have the teenagers escape or to send a big earthquake as he did to open the prison doors for Paul and Silas.
Yeah.
But God doesn't deliver us from every fire. Sometimes he'll take you through the fire. The good news is that he knows how to make you fireproof. People don't determine your destiny. Bad breaks can't stop God's plans for your life. Sickness, addictions, and unfair situations, they don't have the final say. Don't get discouraged because God didn't keep you out of the fire. God doesn't stop every negative situation. He uses these adversities to move us into our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't know his power if we were never thrown into a fire. You won't know he is a healer if you never face an illness. You won't know he can move mountains if you never face a big obstacle. Quit complaining about what you're up against. It's not a surprise to God. The opposition may have turned up the heat seven times hotter than normal, But they didn't do that without God's permission. He's not just in control of your life. He's in control of your enemies. Instead of complaining about the fire, invite him into the fire. When he's with you, you can't be defeated. You and God are a majority. He's a supernatural God. He's not limited by fires, by floods, by famines. What should take you out can't defeat you. What should overwhelm you can't stop your destiny. Instead of fighting these things that aren't fair, things that you don't understand, you have to realize God has a purpose for it. The purpose is not so you will be miserable and live frustrated and worried. The purpose is so he can show his glory through you, so other people can see his power and favor on your life. Without great tests, you won't have a great testimony. Without big battles, you won't have big victories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, that was a good one, Sue. Thank you for that. I like that teaching. And, of course, you know, we referenced that last Tuesday when we talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being put in that fiery furnace, and they were thrown into the fire. Of course, I mentioned that Jesus was in there with them. There were four in there, and Jesus kept them from being burnt, even from their clothes smelling like fire. And so, yeah, what that king meant to do, God turned around for their good. It was amazing, really. I think what's interesting in this teaching that I like is the fact that you said, you know, we should go through the fire. Then the fire, if we look at it with precious metals, like gold, for example, when they purify gold, they put it under that heat of fire, and then they're able to bring the dross up to the top and drain it off to purify the gold, make it more pure. And in a way, that's what we're doing, going through the trials that we go through. Now, obviously, we don't want to go through a true forest fire or wildfire or anything like was in Maui or was in Southern California, all of that. But I know that people that do survive those fires are strengthened as a result of them. You know, look at Hurricane Helene and what it did in North Carolina and all those states and in Bob's state of Florida. You know, that's, you know, survivability of that was tough, especially in areas that were flooded. And so I think Bob could testify maybe that even though he went through it, he's better having gone through it as a test. I wouldn't wish a hurricane on anybody or a tornado. But if we can just look at it like we are going through the trials that we have. There are some of us that are going through health trials, praying for healing. We're praying that this blessing comes through, and it is. I've got a nice segment for you guys tonight on it. So, what I'm saying is just stay the course, stay in faith, and we're all going to come out victorious on the other side. Bob, what would you say about this teaching tonight?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It was really great to hear that teaching and just sit back and remember and visualize and think about how we can actually be grateful for the trying times as they are challenges given to us. And as we, you know, decide with with God to come to this earth, to this greatly volatile earth. We come with the spark of Him in us, with the promise that we can do great things if we follow Him. And we learn that very young as we're children, and we listen in church and to our parents. And if we're to grow up and accomplish something, maybe something really great, then we'll have to go through and be stretched, be really stretched and tried out and put into the fire, and to become the very best that we can be when for any given day, or if some big challenge comes, like David was facing a lion and a bear with his slingshot under intense pressure, and this was stretching him to stretch his aim under fire and preparing him for his greatest trial, perhaps the greatest trial in history. And we can admire that being, that story, that great accomplishment, and ask ourselves if we're ready. Are we ready for our moment with Goliath? And it might come at any time, just like with David. He didn't know he was going to come upon that at that time. It could be anything. It could be a fall or a flood or a friend in need. I've had twice in my life, once recently when people were falling, literally in the midst of a fall, one down a flight of cement stairs.
Yeah, Lord.
And another down another, a small flight of stairs, but head first towards a cement sidewalk. And I was lucky enough to be there and strong enough from being, an athlete when I was a kid and making sure I exercise, to be able to very quickly, with, hands fast enough from playing basketball forever, to grab these people at the last second by their shirt to prevent these falls. And so even though it didn't seem like trials at the time, perhaps those basketball games where you're forced to be able to flash your hands quickly to block a pass, or other times working on the farm, baling hay, to be strong enough to hold a full-grown man who's falling. And maybe it's not a trial that's obvious. It's not a bear or a lion. But it's every day. Challenges in front of you, the challenge to do the next right thing at any given moment. And one day there may be a time when that next right thing requires the totality of you from your life. And what if it's someone in need who maybe is suicidal? Right? Are you ready? Are you capable to help that person?
To lead them to God.
Yeah. To lead them to God with a story or a prayer. Know how to communicate using special communication techniques. Know perhaps how to show them to do havening, as happened the other day when one of my staff was driving along and was talking to a woman who's a customer of ours, who was extremely distraught, who had lost her house and two rental houses in the storms, and had to leave, had to find a new place to live in a new town. And her son had no place to live. And she was in extreme distress about this. And thanks to Sue, thanks to Dr. Rudin, who created Havenine, and Sue, who introduced us to it, my staff was able to walk this person through how to do Havenine and stabilized her. And the woman called back 15 minutes later to express her gratitude and amazement at how much better she felt and how she was so grateful to have this new technique to now help her son and help all of her friends who had also lost their own homes and felt transformed from being despondent to being encouraged to be the helper, to give others hope. Mm. Why? Because somebody was up paying attention, being alert, knowing that when we were informed about Havenine on the big call, that it was something we all needed to know how to do, whether it was an emergency like today, or whether it was something else, maybe helpful but not an emergency. And so there's many ways to be prepared. There's many ways to be ready. There's many ways to perceive challenges and know they are perhaps, you know, metaphorical fires that are not hot coals, but nonetheless, they're forging your soul in fire, forging your character in fire for that day like today, when being ready meant spending the time to know how to teach someone Havenine.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow, that's quite an experiential review of, you know, Sue, of what happened today and beyond, and your heroic efforts as you rescued people from falling on two occasions, and that is tremendous. I love that. I think that's one of the best commentaries you've ever made
to a
teaching on the call. I really do, don't you, Sue? So, wow, that's hard to comment after that, Sue, but I'm going to see if you can. What would you say that this teaching
okay,
meant
I
to you?
I want it score from the peanut gallery, and they know who they are.
The peanut gallery knows who they are.
Yeah.
It's
and
the
Sue's
pod.
Up at bat.
People
Sue's
the
up at bat.
The peanut
gallery. Sue's at the base, Bob. Sue's at the base, but this is going to be fun.
You're at the home plate, Sue. You're at home plate.
I'm at the home plate. That's because Bob just took us around. He hit a home run, and I don't know how that would work, Bob, but I'm up next. And Bruce is right. I mean, that was an incredible performance. But I got my hat on backwards, and I'm wiggling around to get I'm wiggling around to get my footing, and I'm ready.
Yes.
Put me in, Coach. Put me in. So
you're in. You're up to bat.
Here's what's really important. Here's what's really important about this. We're listening to the story about the heat being turned up.
Yeah.
And that God is intervening. And last night in my leadership class, there was a little bit of a discussion about, and this is so important, about being prepared. And what Bob really, really hit out of the park is this thing that I said. Number one, when I brought Havenine out on the big call, it was Bob who's embodied, he's in his body, and he knew that it was something that was going to bring the healing power of God into the body. Please write this down, everybody, because I'm going to show you where things are going. Bob was open enough, integrated enough, in Christ enough to also know that Christ has to get into your body. It's an embodied experience. It can't be something you're reciting and then you feel powerless. And what Bob was modeling by talking about being in sports and being able to grab somebody and, you know, pull them back up, and then be able to take what he embodied and senses through his heart. When he heard about havening, which is touching, which is a whole practice, go to Bob's site, but it's basically allowing your body to disentangle from stress and to get so you can align with the Christ, with the God, with the healing solution, and allow that to move into your body so you bring back your power. You bring back your natural alignment in Christ. But the common denominator, and this is what I said on my call last night, I said, thought is great. But if you don't get it into the body, if you don't embody it, so it's a behavior, it becomes a living movement of Christ through your body. What good is it? And what we have now, which is to me the crucible, the fire being turned up, is to realize we have a time on earth right now where Christ's teachings combined with things like havening, that is neuroscience and has been tested, and incorporates, amplifies what we can do to heal each other, to get it into the body, to have more energy, so it's not in your head, it's in your heart, it's in your body. That, to me, is the fire that we're in, to realize there are these complements to the Word of God that can actually get it into us, get it so that it's precision. It's precision. It's not just a platitude. It's not just something you're thinking in your head. It's landing through your whole system, through your nervous system. And so to me, this teaching and what we're all doing here is to take Boomer Boost, Sue's neuroscience, Christ-based neuroplasticity, brainwave training, Bruce's incredible intel. Think about the fire we've walked through. Think about the fire. This is one thing. Everything that my parents, if I had gone the path of what my parents have told me, I wouldn't even be on this call. I wouldn't even be on this call.
No, you wouldn't be here.
I would not be here. And a lot of us, I would say 98% of us, have been through the fire of looking at, oh, this is what I was raised to believe about the world. Let's try vaccines for a bit. Mm. Let's try big pharma for a bit. Let's try policy, every single subject. The big fire is turning up the heat to be able to trust Christ in you enough that you access and resource new information in Christ, new information in Christ, that's going to enhance yourself, just like Bob did, so that it could get passed on, so he could tell this story, so he could tell the story of always following his aliveness, sports, nutrition, the things that made him come alive with heart. Mm-hmm. And the things that would keep him keep him healthy with heart. And that is the fire that we're in now, is releasing everything that's not healthy and being able to incorporate new stuff with heart.
Yeah, that's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Because what you're saying is that it's time to let all of the things in our life that are not healthy for us, let them burn.
Or not true. Or not true.
Right? Or not true in our lives. Let it burn. Cast it away and let it go. Wood, hay, and stubble. Let it burn. It's all going to burn one day. And that's good, I think, Sue. Well, that was quite an expose, Sue. Thank you for that. Wow.
That was fun. Had to match the two of you.
I think Bob was extremely tough to match, but you did it, Sue. You pulled it off tonight. Thank you.
I tried to rise to the level.
Yes,
that was,
you did.
It's like playing with somebody who's playing a big game. You know, you play at their level if you can.
That's right.
That's what makes it fun.
They're better than you.
Yeah.
That's what I like about tennis. Yes. All right. Let's
get
do
ready,
this.
Bruce.
That was. Yeah, really. I'm ready. I'll get ready. It's going to take me a while. I got to go through the fire a little bit. Fine-tune everything back like it used to be.
Bob,
and even
I can see
better.
Bob smiley right now. I can see Bob smiley right now. I'm pulling up the prayer request. Don't worry. I'm on it.
Yes, I know you're on it. That's good. And while you're doing that, I'm going to pray, continue to pray for my friend Gary, that he's making some progress. He is in the hospital. They're doing what they can with him, trying to assess whether he had another stroke, you know, checking out an MRI and all that good stuff that they'd run tests on. But he is sleeping better and healing, and I'm just believing he's healing one day at a time. And we just thank you, God, for Gary's healing, and thank everybody for continuing to pray for his healing and speak it into existence, because it becomes a living thing when we say it out loud. So that's what we've done. We're praying for Gary to be healthy, healed, and whole, and completely restored in time to get out of the hospital and to get into the med bed. That is true, med beds, but also get into the exchange process as well. All right. Thank you. Sue, anything that we have to pray for tonight on this 8th day of May, prior to Mother's Day, which mothers, you guys, on May 11th, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
So, boy, Pastor Scott's sliding into the base. I know I can see him smiling right now at 9:29 p.m. I'm like pulling up prayer requests. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay.
What happened?
So, well, just because I saw the first line. Please pray tonight for my wife. She has the tendency to get down. Satan working overtime to get her down. She's a remarkable woman. She's raised 10 kids, 9 of which are adopted, 9 girls.
Wow.
She's been
an
amazing godly example for them. Pray that her spirit looks up, not down. I thank you more than you know. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Okay.
So we're going to pray for Pastor Scott's wife.
Yes.
That she will meet with the ease, the fullness, and the infilling of jubilant light in her accomplishment to love, care, and live as a woman that is free in the love that she brought to her children, and is now moving into a balance and restoration for herself, Pastor Scott, and a recalibration of the energy that she can now own and say, I am complete, and I am stepping into the fullness of my well-being in Christ, my emotions, my mind, my body, my heart, my joy have all been restored as I bring my energy back to me. So I feel like I'm coming from overflow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I think we just have the, yep, it's Pastor Scott and Jeannie.
Yay for Jeannie.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. Heavenly Father, today we pray for Robert Prevost of the United States, who is named the new Pope Leo the 14th. The big call, and all the leaders and listeners, all the prayer requests, all the mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, cosmic mothers, RV blessings, that's my addition, by the way, RV blessings, yes, med beds, world peace. May God answer all your prayers and bless you with peace, health, love, my seats are falling over. Sorry. Peace. Let me do that over again. May God answer all your prayers and bless you with peace, health, love, and happiness. Everyone have a safe and beautiful weekend. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to you, Jeannie. Jeannie. And that's our prayer
request. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue. That was great. And, yeah, you know, this new pope that we got, I didn't think we'd get him today. It was the fourth vote, and I didn't see the white smoke come up, but I know it did. And then I got word that we had the new pope, and he's a dual citizen of the United States and Peru. Peru, as in Lima, Peru. And so we've got an American for the first time as a pope. And that's interesting, isn't it? That's really good. We'll see how he performs. Pope Leo. Yeah, that's right. So thank you, Sue, for that. Appreciate that. Jeannie, thank you, Pastor Scott. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, well, let's do this, Sue. You wrapped up your class last night, and if you want to comment on that, comment on it, and tell us anything else that is going on.
I'm going to just pull up a couple of things, and I'm going to recommend that everybody get their pen out, because this is going to be a very simple but practical based on not only what was happening in our classes in this past Sovereign in the Room, two-part humanitarian founder leadership development program. But there's something that I've been seeing a lot of, and I want to address it, but I am going to just start with two testimonials. And this is going to be interesting. I want you to realize that the testimonial isn't about, this is reverse testimonials. What is she talking about? What is a reverse testimonial? I want you to see the kinds of people that you're going to be working with, knowing, and aligning with as you do your projects. So don't take it as about us. Take it about, oh, this is the kind of person I want to be around, I want to be working with, I want to be leading with, okay? So this is what, and then they're very short. Let's see. Sue, thanks so very much. I'm loving the MedBed audios. They're amazing. Love, T. Think about the people that take the time to write things like this. This is another one.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your prompt response. I was able to check my email and sent the payment. And I'm looking forward to these courses. Your organization is wonderful. Love and blessings to you, Rebecca.
Oh.
That's a certain kind of person that is an appreciation. Appreciation is going to be a really important thing for you to attract the people into your organization that are going to not be thinking about the money, but are going to be thinking about how they can be working with you to create meaning. So one of the things about this transition you're going to be going through that I've seen probably in the last 10 years on the call, but it shows up in the leadership that we're doing in the group called The Pod, is this. And I want to give you a solution. There are a lot of people that are talking about they're into the currency, they've been following it. These are the hardcore people that are in my group. They're really, really committed to their projects. But people in their family, their wives, their children, they're all a little bit like, okay, how am I going to really tie this all together? Be the one that's, in the family and get them so they understand without feeling pressured. And so I'm going to give you a little solution for this, but it's going to be based on a concept that I doubt anybody really knows. When this all goes, everything is going to be new. Quantum financial system, everybody having money, all new, probably, who knows, the news we're going to be getting. It's going to be very, very different and dynamic. And when people are going through a lot of different and dynamic change, sometimes they can have a hard time paying attention. Their nervous system can't handle it almost. So yesterday, Bruce and Bob and everybody, I sent out to our group, I said, instead of, get your pen out, this is for you to use with your family and your grandchildren, just to make it fun for them, and so they feel a sense of, like, lightness around it. Just say, instead of heads up, say hearts up. Hey, hearts up. And you're going to be tying in to how their language and their body, just like what Bob was talking about, are going to get engaged with something new. The next thing that the people that I've been around, and this is intimate, are talking about is, has anybody ever heard of the word FOMO? Bruce, have you? Bob, have you?
Yes,
Fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. Well, we're going to give you two new words that you can use. I think this is good for millennials, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, kind of the digital kids that you may be relating to when you want to get your kids in it. Again, we're going to go with novelty, so hearts up. But then you know what the fear is that people have? The fear that gets them like, I'm afraid, Dad, that you're going to go ahead of me, or who are you in this new MedBed body? The biggest fear is F-O-N-E. Fear of not enough. The biggest fear, we don't have enough time. We don't have enough connection. We don't have enough you being paying attention to me while we go through this together. It's phone, fear of not enough. So what you can do is you can say, I don't want you to have any phone. They're going to go, what?
What are you talking about? Can I have my phone?
Yeah. You know about FOMO? You are never, ever going to go to phone again. Fear of not enough.
Not enough.
I'm giving you, this is stuff you can use. I'm giving this to the community. This came in, it was like delivered inside me today, this morning. You can use this in your cultures. I mean, would I like to trademark it? Sure I would, but I'm not going to. Fear of not enough. And do you know what we also heard on the call about people being coming from corporations and hiring people and how they never really got there, and the whole class was about letting go of old patterns and deeply letting go of old patterns and being in, you know, places that would talk about Stuart leadership, and it was baloney, and nobody was really buying it, and here's where you're going. Get ready. Get your pens out. Yes, Mr. Brian, this is for you. Your eyes are rolling. Ease. Exquisite. Abundant. Satisfying enough. In our project, we're going to get so that people are working from ease. What is ease? Exquisite, abundant, satisfying enough. Collaboration, meaning, contribution, and difference making. That is what we're moving to. That is the energy. What I'm delivering to you is not just words. Everything is going to move to frequency. You're just lucky because you have somebody that gets there early. Ease, exquisite, abundant, satisfying enough. Now, if you applied that, and if you think you've never had ease, you've never had enough time combined with enough money, combined with enough love, combined with the right people. This is about you learning how to design. This isn't taking things you've been told. This is you getting a little taste of what it's going to be like to go inside yourself and design the areas in your life for ease, your relationships for ease, the design of your projects so that people aren't, you know, coming out of corporations and proving how hard they can work. And we went through all these patterns in this 2-day class. Well, I mean, we can do it as a 10-day class. But the patterns that you have been carrying with you have been based on phone and scarcity, fear of not enough. So all you have to do, and this is my only thing that I'm delivering to you tonight, is take a look at your time. Take a look at the space, which is where Pastor Scott's wife needs to go. To be at your best, we're going to be redesigning how much you get engaged with so you have the space and the signal, not the noise, not the distraction, not too much exquisite, abundant, satisfying enough so it doesn't become a drain, so it nourishes. And here's the last one. Ease now. So it nourishes, nourishment of wonder. See how good it is to be novel and original? That's where we're moving to. And you're going to get novel nourishment of wonder when you listen inside yourself. And you dare to create a new pattern in the world that isn't based on deterioration, on doing too much externally, on following material rules and what you've seen as wealth and matter. Your job is to combine energy, what you're feeling inside you, what would feel really nourishing in wonder. How did I get so beautifully calm with these incredible relationships and this space where I can actually be with people and enjoy it and still be creating something magnificent? What did you try to design from that? That's what I wanted to bring tonight.
Thank you, Sue.
Using fear of not enough and exquisite, abundant, satisfying enough. That's all you have to say to yourself. Is this exquisite, abundant, and satisfying enough so it's nourishing of wonder? And that would be a great start for a whole new world. Take it.
There you go.
Use it on your teams. Use it with your children to just say, look, we're going to be creating ease. You never have to ever fear not enough again. And that's what I wanted to prepare for everyone tonight, Bruce. And
thank
I'll just
you,
say
Sue.
Quickly.
And thank you again.
Beds and quantum leaders are, we're just kind of a little bit on a pause. You can talk about it at the end, but we're just catching up. You'll see it.
No, I'm not going to talk about it because you're still getting caught up.
Okay, we're getting caught up.
Just letting
you know. Yeah.
So that's, people know
that's
it. They're
option.
Aware.
Right.
Okay. Sue, thank you. Thank you for that. That was really cool. I like ease and I like phone. ET phone home. Phone, F-O-N-E, yeah.
Fear of not enough to ease, to ease.
Yes, to ease, yes. Okay, thank you, Sue. Really good. Very interesting. I bet that class was a lot of fun, too. Everybody loved it. Everybody enjoyed it, I know. So, as we move over into what you are all about, Bob. Man, I love those stories you had as you were commenting on the teaching. Really good stuff, both of you tonight. I'm just sitting back. I'm just observing pretty much until my segment comes up, then I'm going to have a little bit. But that's really been fun. Bob, testimonials, sales, everything coming through, new research. What else would you use tonight like that, Bob?
Yeah, we do have some really great sales going on, Bruce. We have, you know, lots of people that have really enjoyed getting their free barley when they get their collagen.
Yeah.
And collagen
is
one of the most important things for people to have as part of their health regime. And the barley
right.
makes it work way, way better. And so when you get your collagen, now we're giving you a free travel size of barley, which is actually a full month supply if you're using it for the first time.
Right.
And then also, we have 20% off on our vitamin C, which goes really well with the barley and collagen also. And we're also working to try to help get everybody back onto their Clarity Factor that was using it before we ran out. So we're doing 10% off of that.
Right.
And we're doing a special for people that want to put products onto their subscription. So this normally when you put a product on subscription, it's a really great deal. You get 10% off, plus you get free shipping. And it's real easy to change it anytime. You can go online on your phone or change it or give us a call. And now for the next 90 days, anybody that puts a product onto their auto ship is going to get another 10% off for the next 90 days.
Oh, that's great.
And the last thing is this. We have a sale we call the Ancient Herb Bundle. It's ashwagandha and turmeric and olive leaf extract, and we put that on sale half price. So for $59, you can get all three of those products. That's what's going on our sales. And
yep.
We got this really cool testimonial. Bruce, we got quite a number of them. I'm just going to read this one for tonight. This
man
said, I'm 75 years old and still working 8 hours a day. I take Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley in the morning, and it sustains me and gives me a lot of energy through the morning. When I take it, I feel better and feel more like doing my morning exercises. So he's doing exercise, then going to work. I don't know where I would be physically without it. God bless you all. And this is important to know, Bruce, because usually when people get to be 75, they're slowing down quite a bit. And a lot of people retire long before that. But we also hear a lot of people that retired, and they kind of miscalculated what retirement life was going to be like or what their expenses were going to be. And they kind of feel stuck, like, maybe I retired too soon. Wouldn't it be great if I could go back to work? And, you know, I mean, we have a gentleman working for us who first came to see us when he was 80 years old. And was, you know, volunteering to help us as a part-time person, and you know, he wasn't experienced in doing the job, but was willing to learn, and needed to make a little extra money to supplement his other incomes. And so he started working for us. That was 9 years ago. He still works for us part-time. And he's 89, and it's the kind of thing where he'll tell you, without the barley and Boomer Boost, he would never be able to do this. In fact, he credits it for keeping him alive. He doesn't believe he would still be alive without it. And so this is a new era, a new day and age. The old, you know, collective nocebo of aging and the belief systems that pervade a society that says, okay, you're old now, it's time for you to retire and live on your pension and, you know, make the best of it, is no longer really anything that we need to pay attention to. It's very clear that people can still be working and still be very, very productive and happy and helpful at 90 years old. And this is a testimonial that is showing just that. if he's saying, hey, I'm 75 and I'm still working, and I really appreciate the dynamic combo. Well, guess what, buddy? You're a youngster. Because there's somebody that works in at Boomers who's 14 years older than you. And
that's right.
And I hope he's listening, because hopefully it'll give him incentive to say, yeah, 8 hours a day, 75 years old, excellent. And may you live to be 120.
Yeah.
And,
that's right.
That's all I've got for tonight, Bruce. The time is 9:58.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Bob. Wow, I thought it was later than that. I think that's terrific, and I like the idea. You know, retirement is kind of a concept that I'm not really a big fan of. I like the idea of working smart, not hard, first of all. And I like the idea of working if it's enjoyable to you, if it's something you love, if it's something you're passionate about. You know, when we get going with Rebuild America and Rebuild International and working with the veterans and pastoral retreat network, that type of thing, I mean, I'm doing that because hopefully we'll enjoy it. It'll be fun. And, you know, I think we're going to be giving a lot of time and some energy and money. But, you know, I think it's going to be the most rewarding work we've ever done. I think that's going to be fun. So hopefully everybody will join us in that. And, Bob, to further take what you're doing and what Sue's going to be doing, it's like the potential is just enormous for us. I don't see Sue slowing down anytime soon. She'll take a little break, yeah. We all will take a little break and get refired up and come back in stronger than ever. But what you want to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then when you land on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website, the Boomers website. And then you'll get in there and you'll be able to see the various products that Bob mentioned that were on sale. Great combination products, great bundle with the ashwagandha, turmeric, and the olive leaf extract at $59 for all three. Wow. It's a great deal. And then if you need to put an order in, of course, put it in online, go through, fill the cart. Many people are starting to say, you know, that subscribe and save feature is really something I want to be part of. And by doing that, they're getting an extra 10% off. And they really, you can adjust that if you need to. Either bring it in sooner, bring it in later, eliminate a product, add a product or two to it. Do whatever you want to do with it. But it's really good. And those guys, everybody's very helpful. They love the Big Call. They love our Big Call listeners. You'll get really excellent service. And that's because Bob, you know, cares. He's got his heart in this and has had it in it for 15 years. So to call them if you have a question or might need a little assistance, you just call them on that toll-free number. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. I recommend you take that number and put it in your phone, and you're good to go. And I just think that Bob's done an excellent job. Sue's done an excellent job. I don't think I could have found two better co-hosts to host the Big Call with me tonight. And I think that, when this goes, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment, when this goes, you guys should be, don't forget your nutrition. Don't forget we're coming up into swim season. Maybe you want to release some weight. Maybe you want to get, you know, get trim and fit and exercise a little more and have fun with it. For me, the exercise for me was playing tennis. And I got very competitive in tennis and got pretty darn good. Skiing, snow skiing, that's my other sport. Swimming, I did swimming on a team for 9 years. You know, so I like swimming and snorkeling, that kind of thing. And then, of course, there's golf. And golf, you know, Bob will see when we get together to play, golf is a very difficult game. But it's so rewarding when you hit the right shot. Sometimes one or two shots in a round that you just flush it. You hit it perfectly. Or you make a birdie putt or an eagle putt, you know, on a par five. It's just great. And I used to love that. And still do. So I want everybody to be at their best. Now, post-MedBed, you should be at your best. If you need a MedBed, if you're old enough to be a little crumbly and you've got some issues and problems and so on, you know, that's going to be important. You will get in there and you'll come out pretty much, most people I know are saying, yeah, I want to go back to 28. That's a good time. That's what I'm told we can go back to, age of 28. Now that's biologically. Chronologically, you're still 60, 70, 80 years old. When you get to 80 and more, you can come back a total of 50 years. So let's say you're 81, you can get back to 41. I mean 31, sorry, my math is off. If you're 81, you get drop it all the way back to 31. Can you imagine? I think that's great. Your 89-year-old Bob, should he decide to get in the med bed, comes back to 39. That's pretty cool. And we're going to age at a much slower rate. The med beds have been set for us to age at 1 year for every 15 years of time. So in 150 years, you would age 10 years. I'm looking forward to it, you guys. I'm not going to hide that. I'm really looking forward to it. Now let's get into where we are intel-wise, okay? We did hear that the quantum financial system is fully integrated. We keep hearing that, but I believe now it's completed. As of 5 p.m. today, everything was totally synced up. That was Eastern time. Everything was fully synced and lined up and ready to go. We also heard they have our quantum cards delivered to the redemption centers. We kind of talked a little bit about that. I think it was on Tuesday, or maybe last week it was. And our quantum cards have our names on them already. They're expecting us to go to the redemption center closest to the zip code where we live, most likely. And that's why they've sent those to the redemption centers. They also have our so-called digital golden wallets ready. And that's what they're talking. I said, well, are we talking about cryptocurrency here? No. This is talking about the quantum account card. We'd go in that. You know, that's what we use with the biometrics. Everything's lined up. Biometrics, our new username password, the 5-digit PIN code that we come up with, and a new email and email password. Those 6 points are what determines our quantum card. So we can access our quantum accounts and move funds into our bank accounts. Initially, we'll be able to move a pretty good sum that will last us easily for the first 60 days. And then after that 60-day period, they're telling us we will have access to all of our exchange. Now, there are no structured settlements. That was old school. That was old stuff we heard a long time ago. It was from the deep state. It's going to be really, really good, and we're going to have plenty of opportunity to move funds into our account. We understand three different banks tied to the Quantum card. So I'm using Wells, and then maybe add one or two more banks to it down the road. No rush to do it. You're also going to get a debit credit card that you will use, like you use your debit or credit card now. That would be a Wells Fargo bank credit debit card. Okay, because the Quantum account, you don't buy anything with it. It's kept in a very safe location, and you only use it when you're moving funds from your Quantum account into your bank account or accounts. So just get that clear in your mind how that's going to work. Now, everything is lined up and ready for us. President Trump, after he made his Oval Office press conference, let's call it today, with the UK, the United Kingdom, which is four countries, it's England, it's Wales, it's Ireland and Scotland. Those four countries make up the UK, the United Kingdom. So we have a trade deal that they put together. This is the first official post-tariff trade deal that's been put together that was announced today. Everybody was happy. UK representatives were happy. President Trump was happy. We're all looking good. And that's just one of probably 100 deals that'll be done. 100 deals. Now, let me not get too far ahead of myself. Talking about trade, our Treasury Secretary, and I've heard one other announcer say Scott Bessent, like I say it. Most people say Bessent, but I like Bessent. I'm sorry, Scott. Scott Bessent is heading over to Switzerland, and he probably is already on his way, to meet with representatives from China to try to put a China trade deal together. And I think he'll do a wonderful job at that. And there may be some other people. I'm sure there are other people in his group that will help assist that. President Trump, on the other hand, after this speech today and press conference, was on his way to Qatar. And remember, it's Q-U-A-T-A-R, I believe, how it's spelled. Qatar, it's not Qatar. Qatar is C-U-T-T-E-R, and that's a mosquito spray. Qatar, okay? This is Qatar, and that's how it's pronounced. Qatar was his first stop, and then his next stop is Saudi Arabia, and we think his third stop is Iraq. And what would he do from Iraq tomorrow? We're hearing tomorrow at approximately 10 o'clock, it's not an official time, approximately 10 o'clock Eastern, we believe President Trump will be making an announcement about the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, and he's going to be in Iraq, and who will he accompany him? President Sudani probably, could be CBI Representatives Alak, or maybe even Sinon al-Shabibi, maybe more. But I think we're looking for an announcement tomorrow about the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar, which has already taken place. Secondly, we're looking for something regarding Nasara and Jassara, an announcement about that, maybe just a brief overview, maybe no depth on it, but just something there. So there's 1, 2, 3. He's also, we believe, going to announce the revaluation of currencies under the global currency reset. You might use that terminology, could use something different. But basically announce that. And then the next possible announcement is about a peace deal with Hamas and Israel. So that area can be started to be rebuilt. You know, the difference between Palestine and Israel. And I don't know. I know that we've got a three-day ceasefire going on in the Ukraine with Russia. Russia did not want to agree to a 30-day ceasefire, but I'm hoping that can be massaged a little bit, and maybe we can get to that. President Trump hates to hear about the war that's going on between Russia and Ukraine and all the people up to about, he says, averaging about 5,000 young people dying every week over there. He said a real number could be more, is what he said today. So that's definitely something we want to get moved beyond. But the theory is that we get this announcement in Iraq tomorrow, and then we get notified shortly thereafter, and we start setting our appointments and beginning to exchange. Now, beyond that, I can tell you that Redemption Center personnel that we know of are on call, but going in at 9:30 tomorrow into the Redemption Center. And I'm trying to justify those two concepts. You're on call, but you're going in at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow. Okay, I'm just going to say they're going in at 9:30. Now, Saturday, these same individuals in the Redemption Centers are going in at 9:15 a.m. on Saturday. Now, if we go Friday or we go Saturday, are we going to continue to go through Sunday? I don't know. It is Mother's Day, after all. So I'm going to leave that one open. We don't know. Theoretically, they would go right on through and include Sunday. And, you know, people would exchange and still have a Mother's Day celebration. Maybe even a bigger one after they exchange. So, not sure about Sunday. But we do know Redemption Centers are planning to stay open for the most part, not everywhere, but for the most part, until the end of the month, which is May 31st, a Saturday. Okay? This month should be colossal for us. It should be abundant for us. We should get increases in Social Security. Our DOGE payment checks are supposed to be in the mail in the first 2 weeks. Well, we're wrapping up 1 week Saturday, and then the next week starts Sunday. So if you don't have one by the weekend, maybe you'll get a check next week. And then don't forget the R&R, Restitution and Reclamation Allowance, or whatever R's you like. That's supposed to be, for those of us who are exchanging, supposed to be at the Redemption Center. When we go in, we should ask about it. And I told you, if you had projects, and if you have Zim, and you have Dinar, and they don't offer you the contract rate on the Iraqi dinar, to go ahead and ask them for it. I understand that there's a contract rate on the dinar. And they'd say yes. And they supposedly, if you do that, they have to give it to you. Kind of a back screen rate at the Redemption Center. They know it's there. And it's a win-win-win for us to get that rate. Pretty strong rate, too. President Trump, I told you guys this a couple weeks ago, was trying to get Iraq to increase that rate a little bit by increasing their per barrel of oil price that they're selling their oil for. And I don't know that that's happened. And you know what? It really doesn't matter how high it is. It'll be terrific. It'll be a great rate. That's all we need to know. Rates have been solid on the screens. through yesterday. I don't know about today, but through yesterday. And I think that we are in a good position right now. Yeah, I'd hoped we'd have a celebration call tonight. This is pre-celebration. We don't have the numbers yet, but I do believe if we don't get, we should get started with numbers tomorrow or Saturday and get started with exchanges. If we don't start tomorrow, should start over the weekend, which is, to me, Saturday, Sunday. So that's what we're hearing in terms of the timing of this, our new timeline. I'm really kind of excited about it going finally, because it looks like everything is really complete. Everything appears to be done. And the announcements that we're looking to hear, when President Trump, I believe it was yesterday, said, was it yesterday? I think was it Tuesday he said that he was going to be making an earth-shattering announcement in a few days. Few is usually 3 days. And, yeah, I'm looking for it tomorrow. I believe he made that announcement to us on Tuesday, and I brought it up on the call. And I think that means that we're looking good for him to make that announcement out of Iraq tomorrow. So I'm going to be up in the morning looking for that. You know, I usually watch One America News or Newsmax. I don't really watch Fox, but he'll be on Fox or Fox Business probably. And, you know, guys, that will be the starting off point for us. Now, we would probably get the numbers out, put it on the website, of course, send out an email blast to everybody that wants toll-free number to make sure you have it. Some people they may not have emails for. They're supposed to send out the emails so we get them, and then we can, you know, call the call center with the 800 number and so on and go right in and set our appointments, right? Well, what if they don't have your email or you've changed it and they don't have your new one? You know, that's where we come in. We're supposed to fill in the blanks on the big call and let everybody know what it is. I was hoping I'd get the number before the call tonight and be able to share it on the big call live. Didn't happen. But we probably need President Trump to make this announcement first tomorrow. So let's hope it is tomorrow. Let's hope it's around 10. Don't hold me to the time exactly. I've heard it should be made tomorrow morning, around 10 Eastern Daylight Time. So we'll see. We'll see. I think we're that close, though, to letting this thing fly, letting it go. And I want you guys to know Sue is doing her best to get out all the requests for the MedBed 100s and the Quantum 100s. But if we're delayed a little bit, we don't go right away, you still want to get the MedBed 100. You haven't sent it your email in yet, or you want to get the Quantum 100. Go ahead and send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just put in the subject line MedBed 100 or Quantum 100 or both. And then in the body of the email, put the fact that you'd like that you have your name and your cell phone number and that either you have PayPal or you don't. But even if you don't have it, she'll invoice you using PayPal to invoice through. But stay tuned to your emails. If you send one in, look for a response to come back pretty soon. She says usually within 6 hours. It could be right away. But watch it and then watch for the next one to come in about your payment. And then watch for the email to come in with the audio calls as a link that you click on and can move right through the classes with. It's just really great. You guys are going to love it. And many of you guys have taken advantage of this, and I think it's great. So send those off to Sue, Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, @hushmail.com. All right. And no other requests of Sue. No other Sue, this, that, and the other. No, she doesn't have time for that, you guys. She's working diligently to get these out. She can't be answering intel questions or what about Bruce? What's he like in real life? You know, any of that. I'm just kidding about that. I know nobody cares about that. But I care that you guys are going to have a really enjoyable ease of life. And just enjoy it. Let's get together. We'll do some regional get-togethers. If you're into Rebuild America or Rebuild International, those are our first two big ones. And we're also going to do something for the veterans with the Veterans Retreat Network of actual physical retreats. Where the veterans can come and chill out and vacay and all that and recreate. And then there's the Pastoral Retreat Network as well for pastors, evangelists, missionaries, that kind of thing. All right? So if you're interested in being part of that, please make sure you have your email sent to BigCallUniverse.com. In other words, go to BigCallUniverse.com and then register your email at the bottom of the page. You're registered. You'll get an email, probably an autoresponder back. And, we're all set. Many of you guys have already registered. Don't worry about it. Unless you've changed and have a new email you haven't registered you want to use instead, go ahead and send that in. And we're not going through them and culling out the old ones or any of that. They're all there, but you have to open an email from Big Call Universe. You have to open one to stay current every month or so. So Bob sends you an email, don't just blow it off and go, oh, that's boomers. Open it up, scan it, and if you don't want to act on it, don't act on it. But at least open it up. Because otherwise what will happen is your email will get deleted. And then when you need it the most, when the numbers come in, you know, you're out of the system. And it's a software thing, and it's a legalistic thing. But I don't want anybody to get caught where you're not going to get informed. Okay? So we'll see what happens this weekend. And maybe we do a pre-recorded celebration call, depending on when the numbers come out and all that good stuff, when we set our appointments, that we'll probably do a celebration call and record it and then put it up and you guys can listen to it. That's the plan. All right? So, with that being said, I think we're ready to pray the call out. So let's do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everybody that's come in as Big Call Universe to listen to Sue and Bob and myself over the last 14 years. And thank you for just bringing everything to a rightful conclusion. Thank you that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, not of anything that we've done to earn it. It's only by faith that has been attributed, accrued to our account. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives. And bless this blessing to us. We look to be good stewards of the blessing and do everything we can to up-level humanity around the globe. Thank you for all you've done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Ladies, have a wonderful Mother's Day. And let's just see if we get some notifications after President Trump does his speech out of Iraq tomorrow. Let's see what happens, all right? God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.